You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dr. Yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give the information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and we're coming to you live here on the Common Sense Show as we do every Sunday evening at our new time from 5 p.m. Pacific to 8 p.m. That's 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. in the Eastern time zone, and we've got a really, really informative and what I think is going to prove to be a very important show. In the last hour, we're going to have Katie Whalen on, and she's got some groundbreaking health report news that she's going to be bringing our way. You're not going to want to miss that. In the second hour, we're going to have my good friend on, Sheila Zielinski, who has exploded as a giant in our media industry with regard to bringing people the truth, and she's written a brand new book called Green Gospel. It's great. It's a terrific book, and she will be joining us in the second hour from her hotel room. She's coincidentally visiting family and friends at a reunion, but she's taking the time out to join us. And in the first hour, we have my good friend Steve Quayle on, and we're going to be talking about a number of things, but a lot of the discussion is going to be centering around precious metals. And why you should be in precious metals, who should be in, and who shouldn't be. So without further ado, let's welcome Steve to the show. Steve, thanks for joining us. Our time is short, so let's jump into it. I'm a customer of yours, and I know that there's volatility in the market. I expected that when I made my purchase, but I know that I'm protecting my future assets by relying less on cash and more on gold, but the gold market's gone crazy. What's happening?
To buy, sell, rent, or do otherwise without going by their rules. There's a war on cash. There's a war on freedom. There's just a war against everyone being able to operate out of the system. The tragedy of watching that poor Greek pensioner sitting outside the bank that was closed crying, everybody I talk to brings that image up, and that's the image that's being portrayed, and that's what it will be like in the United States of America. Look, everything, it doesn't matter which expert, doesn't matter which billionaire, doesn't matter which person's out there, they said we've never seen it like this before. And I came up with a new statement. When there are no fair markets, there will only be flea markets. And so flea market is a term, as you know, basically second-hand goods are passed between individuals, and there's a lot of barter, and there's a lot of trading going on, and a lot of people buy and sell precious metals. But here's what I want to deal with tonight. Preparation is not a lack of faith. The lack of preparation is the lack of faith. Now, I'm going to give you some interesting stuff because, again, most people who yell at me or write against me, we're not trying to sell anybody anything. And I want to state right out of the beginning of the show, anybody who has under $1,000 wanting to invest in silver, don't do it or gold. You want to put that money into food. Every day we're getting worse and worse news that this portion of the free market is dying. There's no this or that, meaning foodstuffs. It's getting tougher and tougher to buy and to for the average person to even live. So with $1,000 or $500, you'd be better off buying, seriously, I'm not kidding now, bags of rice. And unless you're used to eating beans, don't eat beans. But there are ways to maximize your budget, and I suggest everybody take a 90-day calendar and just start setting out specific items, whether you eat a can of beef soup and flatbread or whatever, get some of the stuff that you can still get, because even, Dave, the government and the authorities are going to basically shut down all surplus. By the way, MREs now are pretty much no longer in existence outside the ones that are on the secondary market, because even the MRE sales have died off, especially because the manufacturer had been told, don't sell them to the public. So I want to deal tonight with the very first prepper. And the very first prepper was Noah. Noah was warned of God of the things that were going to come. And Noah moved by faith, the scripture says in Hebrews, to the saving and saving of his family. Paul says any man that doesn't provide for his family is worse than an infidel. Now here's the disconnect. Everybody who has retirement, insurance, and any paper asset is basically relying on the most corrupt system in the history of the world. They're pretty much purchasing liar's paper. The way the Wall Street works is it's real simple. Give us all your money. We'll give you a little bit of it back and some kind of a 4 to 8% return on your investment. But we'll take the 96% and we'll turn it, and ultimately we'll make as much money as we can on you. So the people that take on preparation, I tell you, you wouldn't be here if Noah hadn't done it, if Joseph hadn't done it, and if the people in the Bible hadn't done it. Now, I want to share a scripture, and this is one I always get, and I think that the most astonishing thing, Dave, happens in denial. People will use any excuse to justify their position, but they won't prepare. Somebody once said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. Now, I'm going to quote Ezekiel 7:18-20. This is one I get all the time, okay? They shall also gird themselves with sackcloth, and horror shall cover them, and shame shall be upon all faces, and baldness upon their heads. They shall cast their silver into the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their bowels, because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity. And as for the beauty of his ornament, he said in majesty, but they made the images of their abominations and of their detestable things therein. Therefore have I set it far from them. So the throwing their gold and silver into the streets is basically the time of the day of the wrath of the Lord. Now, that's called the day of the Lord. Then I want to take everybody to Daniel 11:38-39. This is something that people don't understand. Even though they're going to have a one-world government, a one-world system, and you and I can talk about the Pope coming and being the mouthpiece for hell itself, and don't get mad at me, ladies and gentlemen, he's coming to the United States to address the United Nations, and he is basically a man who believes not in the gospel of Jesus Christ, but he believes in the changing of the gospel to make it a matter of social issues instead of a matter of eternal issues. Now, I believe the church, we are to take care of widows and orphans. We're to take care of one another, not backstab one another. But look at the indifference, Dave, of the Western church to the slaughter of Christians all over the world. So Daniel 11:38 says this, and it's talking about the Antichrist. But in his estate shall he, the Antichrist, honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not. Shall he honor, whom his fathers knew not, shall he honor with gold, silver, and the precious stones and the precious things. So the fact that the Antichrist is still going to be acquiring those things is, I'd say, very, very obvious. That people's misunderstanding of that is one of the things that keeps them from acting on their behalf. Now, let me share this. I have stated 20 years ago that the day would come when Russia and China would back their respective currencies or a joint currency with gold. As a matter of fact, Todd is, you know, working on some of my old archives that I think people will be able to access, and they'll be able to see how long ago I talked about this. I also talked about there will come a time when the official paper market will not represent the street price of either gold or silver. A good example is this. I talked to David Morgan today, the silver investor, and David told me that the average cost now for a mine to pull gold out is $1,200 an ounce, okay? Right at where we're at now, well, we're actually $100 below that. Silver is $15 an ounce to produce it. But here's what's happened, Dave. Backwardation is really interesting because that's when the physical price exceeds the futures price. It used to be that, for instance, let's say in December, since we're close, getting close to December, gold would be 10, $20 higher than it is now, and that would be the futures price. People would buy futures in the gold market or silver market betting that it's going up, or those would sell it short and bet that it's going down. Well, when you have people coming in the last, you know, literally minutes of the market or within 1 minute, dropping, you know, multi-billion dollars to force the price of paper gold and paper silver down, then you know something. You know that somebody is intentionally knocking it down. Obviously, in my opinion, it is the two biggest banks in the world, probably J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. Mm-hmm. And when I say biggest banks in the world, those which have the treasury behind them, the federal government. The last thing bankers want is for the people to have gold and silver. So when the people throw their gold and silver into the streets, that's in the day of the Lord's wrath. The day of the Lord's wrath is not the tribulation. That comes, the day of the Lord's wrath comes after the tribulation. And unfortunately, a lot of people think they're going to be out of here so they don't have to worry about this. So here is the discontinuity of faith. They're willing to trust paper. And when Jesus was born, the magi or the wise men did not come to him with T-bonds, T-bills, and T-notes, okay? They came to him with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Let me ask you the question, Dave. What were those, or what was the gold, frankincense, and myrrh used for?
Well, wasn't it a medium of exchange? And then, you tell me.
Right. Yeah, no. Again, I'm not trying to put anybody on. This is no. I'm trying to make it rhetorical so that people will understand. Jesus had to flee for his life with Mary, his mother, and Joseph, Mary's husband, into Egypt. That's what they lived on. Those were the three most precious commodities in the world, okay? Now follow with me. This gets interesting. In Joseph's case, God gave him a vision, actually gave Pharaoh the vision, and Joseph was a man who interpreted Pharaoh's dream. Now remember this, when anybody, Joseph is such a perfect example of what happens when God gives a man a vision, a dream, for things to come, and his brothers say, who do you think you are? We're going to sell you into slavery. Well, actually, nowadays, they don't sell people into slavery they disagree with. They sell them down the tube, sell them down the drain, and try and basically shut them up all the ways they do, mostly slander, innuendo, let's call it whatever it is. Now, the parable of the ten virgins, people will quote that, but they will never understand it in the context that they needed something more. The five virgins said that they were waiting. They were excited to go out and join the bridegroom, but they knew the bridegroom might tarry. So the bridegroom tarries, and the wise virgins have a little more than enough. It's hard, Dave, to get people to understand this, that the scripture is so absolutely plain in some areas that you'd have to trip over. Gold's used 419 times in the scripture. 283 times silver is mentioned, and 151 times gold and silver is mentioned together. Do you think maybe God has something to say about gold and silver?
Well, with me, you're preaching to the choir, but, you know.
I know. We're laying this out because you got a call or you got an email. What are you guys going to talk about? And interestingly enough, let me give you, and then we're going to go on to this. I'm just giving a little background to people. Who was the very first prepper that ministered to Jesus Christ? Who was the very first prepper that ministered to Jesus? Okay, if I had the Jeopardy, you know, theme song in the background, we'd be playing it. Because a mother sent her son, her child, to hear Jesus, she gave him five loaves of bread and two fishes, right? When the disciples are called to feed the 5,000 that came out to hear Jesus preach while he was on the mountaintop, Jesus tells them, go feed the people. They say, hey, we don't have, I'm paraphrasing this, we don't have the money to feed the people. You can go to John 6, 6-2 through 8 and see this. But the point that I'm trying to make is this. Jesus took what the lad had been given by his mother. The boy presents it to Jesus. Jesus multiplies it, and everybody gets fed. That's the story of in the history of gold. Someone will say, well, they can't eat it. You can buy it, take an ounce of gold and go any place in the world and eat probably for a minimum of a month, more likely 60 days. So the point that I want to make, and then we'll go wherever you want to go, Dave, is just this. It is anti-biblical not to prepare. Most people shun taking their own financial accountability because they don't want to be wrong. And for those of you who have done it and you're saying, but the price of metals is going, only the paper price, the price, listen, here's what people need to understand. As the price lowers, the premium goes high, and even the primary producers can't get to market. The fair market price is silver right now. Fair market, meaning what you're going to have to pay is somewhere around 20, 21 bucks. Gold, 13, and somebody says, well, how can that be? I'm sorry, not 13, 12. You know, how can that be right now? And it's because there's product decreases as demand increases. So here's the thing. For those who have less than $1,000, purchase food. As the price of food doubles, you will have doubled your investment, and you'll have it when everyone else doesn't.
Well, I could not agree more, but the ignorance that's out there about wholesale economics is absolutely amazing. And Steve, I want to address something from my perspective, too. I accept no advertising on my website that does not, in some substantive way, add to people's ability to survive what is coming. And people can go through that website. I turn away advertising on a regular basis if it doesn't add to the cause. And among those are what you sell at Renaissance Precious Metals, and that's gold and silver and other precious metals. When the economy collapses, and I don't think we got long to wait, $18 trillion deficit, $240 trillion unfunded mandated liabilities such as Social Security, and then the banker's debt that's been thrown on us at $1.5 quadrillion with a $505 trillion interest rate, the economy's going to collapse, and if you leave your money in the bank, they're taking that money, multiplying it times nine, and going out and buying what Steve is selling, which is gold. So if you want to be rich, you got to do what the rich do. Then, Steve, that's my response to what you've been saying. Anybody that keeps 100% of their money in the bank is an economic fool.
Well, absolutely. What does the scripture say? A fool and his money are soon parted, okay? And you know, Dave, I've met people, and obviously being in this business for over 30 years, the point is that they don't want to take personal responsibility. I know doctors and dentists, I know two of them personally that have lost $500,000 and people have lost more, but I also know the little guys that started buying when, you know, silver was for $3.85 an ounce and gold was $300, and some of those people are basically in a position to continue living. Let's talk about what happens with cascading defaults across the financial arena. I've tried to get people to understand, with all of the cyber attacks and hacks going on, the international elite, are building the ultimate case for the total ripping off of the world's depositors. We've seen it so many times. So if you make up a threat and you start building the evidence that that threat is real, then you initiate the action that will bring about the collapse of Western banking and the usurpation or the flat-out stealing of everyone's deposits. You just caused the world to crash. You just put the world into a turmoil and ready to bring on your world savior. Oh, and then, by the way, all it will cost you is your eternal soul, a chip, you know, on the forehead or whatever they're going to come up with, an electronic tattoo. And basically, welcome to the New World Order. This is something that is another disconnect. People don't understand that the repetition of a term can ultimately put it into a realm of, well, we've heard that for all these times. No, you haven't. Order out of chaos is their motto. In order to bring about their new world, Luciferian order, they must crash the old system. So, borders, language, culture has to go away. We now have the artificial intelligence, the equivalent of the Tower of Babel, Babel, some people pronounce it. So, well, most people are so, how do I say this, tied in with the Borg, the B-O-R-G, an artificial construct in the Star Trek series that basically you're massed into a hive. There's a control mechanism for the hive. Look how many people, Dave, are tuned into the virtual reality world, but the younger generation especially, but the older generation is equally dependent upon the system. Everything from Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, Obama fiasco, the medicine realm, and look what we see. Every day we get new records of people unemployed, permanently out of the workforce. Then we're hearing 300,000 illegal aliens coming to this country and getting 35,000 a year. We see the veterans being denied their benefits. We see a quarter of a million veterans who have died. I get the emails at least daily, some daily, a lot weekly, of people that are just at their wits' end because they have husbands or loved ones, or, you know, vice versa. Their mate is a veteran, suffering horribly. The red tape is designed to basically, I believe, tie people up. By the way, I've been told that my warnings on the Veterans Administration, if a veteran even speaks that in a veteran's hospital, they bring a group of doctors, they bring the guards, and they're told that that's no longer allowed. It's no longer, it is a basically, in the words of a veteran who sent me a letter, he said this. He said, if we even talk about those issues, we're considered in violation of our First Amendment rights. Do you, Dave Hodges, believe you would ever, of course you do, this is another rhetorical question, but see the day when if anybody speaks the truth, it's vilified, and anyone who listens to the truth is basically now terrified.
Steve, this has been going on now since the Bush administration brought in the Patriot Act, and the MEAC report said that if you're a traditional American who loves God, the Constitution, and supports principles that come from Ron Paul, you're a domestic terrorist. So am I surprised? Absolutely not. And it's going to get a lot worse. It's going to go in the same direction it's been going, only it's going to become more punitive in the consequences that are brought to bear on people who won't accept what's coming.
Absolutely. Now, you've done, just an amazing job of all the different people who have reported to you. And I want to share something, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get mad at the messenger. Look at the preponderance of evidence. Jade Helm, mastering the human domain. I'm not kidding you. That sounds like something directly out of Battlestar Galactica, with the Cylons saying to the guy that ran them, who is, by the way, the head leader of it, on your command. So the point is that we are in the time frame now where the manipulation of all markets is over. And the global, Dave, seriously, years ago, and I don't know, Todd...
Steve, let me have you hold that thought. We're going into break, so let me have you hold that thought. We come out, we'll finish that thought. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back in just a couple of moments with our special guest, Steve Quayle. Well, anyway, I want to talk to you about my friend Bob Griswold and Ready Made Resources from ReadyMadeResources.com. He sells Mountain House Foods, foods prep and storage, water filters, night vision. And I have to tell you, I get more inquiries from my listening audience about the PVS-14 third-generation auto-gated unit. They want to know, does it really work? Yeah, it's the best in the world, folks. Read the write-ups on it. Go to Popular Mechanics. Go to any of these evaluation sources. And they will tell you that the unit that Bob sells is absolutely the best. And I encourage you to go on the website tomorrow, readymaderesources.com. Find what you need to prepare. Bob will work with your budget, and then give him a call at 1-800-627-3809. That's 1-800-627-3809. Well, you've heard 30 minutes of Steve Quayle assessing what's going on in the gold market, how owning precious metals is biblical. In fact, it's not just biblical, it's our duty. And just read the Bible, follow what it says, and you'll see why I am pushing Renaissance Precious Metals to the hilt. I am a customer. I know that I will not regret what I've done. No matter what's happening to the current price right now of gold and silver, this is a great time to buy. Buy low, sell high. We're going to address some of these issues after we come back from the break. Steve has a saying that I want to impart to you. If you can't touch it, you don't own it. In other words, you got to have real gold. Don't mess around with the certificates. Call Steve tomorrow, and he'll give you the lowdown on how to get involved in precious metals in a way that will be a good hedge against inflation and protect your future assets. You can call Steve tomorrow at 406-586-4842. That's 406-586-4842. And speaking of Steve, we're back. And Steve, let's go ahead. Let me have you finish that thought that you started when we went into the break.
Okay, when I first started telling people that the derivatives, all of the cross-collateralized debt obligations packaged all over the world were a quadrillion-dollar issue. The official mainstream press was a couple hundred billion, no sweat. I got called every name in the book, Dave, and I'm not crying in my go out and drink beers. I'm not crying in my iced tea. But the bottom line is that the truth is so hard to receive because the truth is vilified. Doesn't matter if it's the Wall Street Journal. Doesn't matter if it's all the anti-gold articles. And so what people have got to actually take hold of is this. The last thing you're going to find in Fox News is the truth. The last thing you're going to find on CNN, MSNBC is the truth. They get their advertising revenue by pushing the agenda. So, again, the $1 quadrillion, now that's $1,000 trillion. You can just imagine the flack. Well, you know the flack you get, but I was going to say before we had to go to the break, I said, I think Todd remembers those days because he's been my producer for a number of years. I mean, as long as I was on talk radio, pretty much, Todd, and he did an amazing job. And so the point being is that I have a track record, and I'm tired of having to defend myself to people that just don't get it. Again, I want to make the statement, Dave, then we'll go wherever you want to go. If you have $1,000 to invest in metals, don't. Buy food. The price of food is going to absolutely skyrocket. The packages of food, while maintaining the same price, are lessening the quantity and volume. And so what's happening, in essence, people don't get this, you're being starved. And by starved, I don't mean you're going to be like a Biafran yet, but the day the electronic benefit cards go off, the day that you go to sleep on Friday and Monday, the whole world's changed. The point being that people, and thank you for saying this, Dave, but if you can't touch it, you don't own it. Even some of the premier guys around the world who have been warning, they kept their precious metals in a depository, and, you know, that specific, like the whole John Corzine situation. Even I believe at one point Gerald Celente said, don't do it, I did it, and he finally got whole, I believe. But, you know, here's the thing. There is no one you can trust to hold your stuff that you should be holding. And again, most people don't want to take personal responsibility.
Well, I think that people who forsake personal responsibility get what they deserve. And I don't mean to sound so harsh, but I made a paradigm shift this week, Steve. I have written a lot, and I'm not trying to talk down to people, but I've written in sixth grade simplistic terms. Folks, this is what we're dealing with. Here's the history of it. Here's what the dynamics are today, and you might want to look at what you could do in the future. And that's basically been the mantra that I've worked off of for 8.5 years. I've decided to make a shift away from babysitting those that will not see, those that do not care, those that are counting the days down to the start of the NFL season while they sit on the couch with their beer, and I'm focusing now on adaptation and survival. Yes, you can probably still surmise causation and get some history for what I'm going to write, but the focus is going to be on helping people who listen to this show. That focus is going to be, what do I need to be doing to prepare for the worst that's coming? And folks, there are some bad things that are coming, really bad. So Steve, I've made a paradigm shift. I'm unapologetic about it because I get tired of talking to people who insist on covering their ears and covering their eyes and not seeing the truth.
Amen. And I'll give you a good example too. And you're going to have Sheila on in the next hour. Sheila's book is so critical because people say, well, the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, Sheila's writing about the green movement, and the thing that people forget is that word pale in the book of Revelation is chloros, from which we get the word chlorophyll. Obviously, it's the green. The green movement is the end-time movement to make Earth Gaia. It's Gaia worship. And I want to say something. I believe Sheila Zielinski has one of the best minds and the best deliveries of anybody I've ever heard. Because she doesn't have the record of knowing who's out there in what I call weasel land, in other words, people who sometimes just want to get on talk radio and go off on some tangent, sometimes, Dave, I've been snookered, you've been snookered, she's been snookered, but I want to share something. I would encourage everyone, all of you, especially ladies, especially people of means, please don't silence her. Help her. I put up a link on my website, or not a link, an alert, and she does have a donate button. She's deep in the hole because she went out on faith. Now, look, here's the thing. We throw our own as Christians. If somebody gets wounded, if somebody gets in a difficult spot, we throw them to the alligators. Good example of that is the American Christian response to the slaughter of men, women, and children who are Christians. The government of this country is allowing every Muslim in the world in here, every terrorist, all the murders that are being done by multiple offenders, you know, people murdered in cold blood, yet we can't get the Syrians who are fleeing for their lives. I'm talking Syrian Christians in this country. We won't allow, here's the State Department's plan, they won't allow any Christians in the United States. You know why, Dave? Because they're getting ready to purge the Christians in the United States. And what's satisfying to me is this, is that now I believe the living God of heaven has laid out the final evidence as to how totally wicked this country is, and the whole slaughter of the innocent, the infants, the parting them out, making super mice. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't get it that they're taking human, God-created genetic material and putting it into mice to make them super mice, their story, or whatever other abhorrent creatures against the boundaries that God himself created, then you don't get it. That's Satan's way of rubbing humanity's nose. Basically, he's calling you a bunch of rats. And, you know, Dave, even the evil ones will tell the truth. I mean, I've quoted this so many times. Satan has said, you know, you Christians are so dumb. This is their words to me. I'm not saying this. Maybe it applies. I think it does in some cases. You don't understand that from its inception, infanticide, abortion has been a sacrifice, a blood sacrifice. And if people understand, God literally judged the nation of Israel and the tribes of Israel when they burned their babies alive in the arms of Moloch, okay? At least they let them come out of the womb. We burn them alive, we butcher them, and I call it intrauterine cannibalism. I'm serious. IUC. Intrauterine cannibalism, or intrauterine slaughter. She has done an amazing job of pointing out all this stuff on her radio show, and she's got a different listening audience worldwide. So one more time, ladies and gentlemen, when she comes on, please, I know she's got a donate button on Sheila Zielinski's website, and Dave, you know, thanks for letting me bring that up, because I didn't know she was out there. I'm just going so busy in all the directions I'm going, but I got to tell you something. In all the time she's interviewed me, she's probably one of the finest interviewers that I've ever done an interview with. And I'm going to say something. She's a better interviewer than some of the biggest names out there in talk radio. And she's so, she does her homework. God bless her. I pray that those of you who have been blessed by this show, Dave Hodges' show, Doug Hagman's show, will absolutely stand behind the people out on the front line. And it broke my heart today when Sheila sent me an email. I asked her. She didn't volunteer. By the way, she asked me to do nothing. That's the kind of quality person she is, and told me she was like thousands of dollars in debt, okay? Thousands. Because she just basically ran out of the funds to run her own show. And this is why it's so maddening, Dave, that people who they've got their whole lives at stake, and they still think that they're worried about retiring. The only retirement that's in American Christians' future, outside of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ and the faith to have him deliver us, is a very dire future. Social Security is so broke, bankrupt, and even now they're talking about attacking it. Well, wait until everybody has their IRAs, pensions, 401ks, everything attacked. And I got to tell you something. And someone says, well, I'm worried about my tax ramifications, or I'm worried about them confiscating my gold. My answer to them is, you need to worry about them confiscating your life. They're going to take your stuff. They're going to take my stuff. They're going to take our stuff. The biggest greed, operation is in place. Hawk even had it played to him on a tape where a general, a NATO general, said, the stupid Americans, we put them all in camps and we get all their stuff. A Russian was overheard in an antique store, two Russians, and he wanted to buy something, and his commander stepped in Russian and said, or his handler, whatever, higher-ranking officer said, today you own it with your eyes, tomorrow you own it for nothing. That's a powerful statement, Dave. And so, you know, there, I guess I'm in the same mode you are. I want to ditto. I want to basically just reiterate what you just said. This is the last radio show I've made a commitment to do. I will do Doug Hagman's show. I'll do your show. But I want people to understand something. Our time to warn is over. Like I said, we warn, they scorn. We talk, they mock, you know? But there's a time where they're going to be left to their indigence. They're going to be left to their mockery. They're going to be on their own. And everybody should be starting to think, you know, who really is in my life as someone who puts into my life versus those who take out of my life.
Well, it's very well said. And I want to echo what you said about Sheila. Sheila and I have been friends for quite some time. I've been on her show a number of times, and you're right. She is the most prepared interviewer. Well, I would have to say this. Doug Hagman, John Wells, Sheila Zielinski, that's the category that she falls into. And she needs to be on the air. And I think it's important to point out, why is she in debt? She's in debt because she's trying to bring the public a service. She's trying to warn people and educate people about what's coming and what they need to be doing. And we need Sheila's voice on the air desperately. So we need to read her book because it's informative. In fact, you know, Steve, let's go to the Pope for a second because this ties back into Sheila. You know, I've written quite a bit here in the past week, and I want to say this off the top. My sister is Catholic. My niece is Catholic. My late brother-in-law, who I love dearly, was Catholic. I don't hate Catholics. I have worshipped with my family in a Catholic church. Please spare me the Catholic diatribes that tell me that I'm promoting anti-Catholic feelings and sentiment. I am not. What I'm telling you is this Pope is not Catholic. He is not Christian. He does not serve the word of Jesus Christ. For God's sake, he's talking about baptizing aliens. He's endorsing doctrine against the church, homosexual marriage. He says Islam and Christians should merge into one religion. This is what the Pope has said. I've documented it. When you see those blue hypertext links in my articles, click them on. They're the proof for what it is I'm saying. This Pope is anti-Christian. You need to get away from him if you're a Catholic. You need to demand that your people in your church do not listen to this man, because when he speaks on September 25th, and Steve, correct me if you think I'm wrong, he's going to lay out the green agenda, and this is exactly what Sheila's talking about in her book. He's going to say that we need to unite globally, world government, behind a false scientific doctrine called man-made climate change. Steve?
Absolutely. And more than that, Dave, what he's going to suggest is that all roads lead to heaven. That's directly contrary to the Word of God. Do you mean Jesus, who said, love your enemy, is in the same class as the people that said, cut your enemy's heads off? You know, I don't think so. Or sit and meditate through all eternity? I don't think so. All that ever came before Jesus Christ were thieves and robbers. Why is it that CERN has Shiva, the god of cosmic destruction? Why is that? Make it real simple, Dave. It's because they are going to, in their way, bring about the catastrophic destruction of the end of mankind because they've been lied to. Now, not all CERN physicists know this, or anybody working on CERN, but who do you think, here's a question, Dave, the most expensive scientific project in the world dealing with alternate dimensions, and it's paid for in the billions, and probably even more than that, there is more of a reason. We know at the Battle of Armageddon, the Antichrist and the armies of the world really believe they can make war against God, who spoke the world into existence by the sheer word of his power. Anybody who does not get the lateness of the game, and that's what I think, you know, if I were to say tonight's show with you, I would say these are the pleadings of two guys who have warned and warned and warned. I mean, I don't even know how many articles you've written, but I mean, it's in the thousands. And the point is that you can document everything, but when someone has eyes, they choose not to see, ears, they choose not to hear, and feet, they choose not to act. And they hide behind some silly, non-biblical doctrine. Well, I have faith. Would you go to the doctor? Do you go to the dentist? You have life insurance, most likely. Some people have every form of insurance known to man, but they don't have assurance. And like I've said before, people say, well, I know Jesus, and I just don't think you need to push a religion in everyone's face. It's not religion, it's relationship. It's not who knows Jesus, it's who does Jesus know. When he rebukes those that said, didn't we do this, didn't we do that, Lord, Lord, did we cast out demons, didn't we do this, Jesus said, depart from me, ye who work iniquity. That word is lawlessness. I never knew you. So the point being, Dave, is that everyone should do, I would say this, they should do a physical account of where they're at. They should do, more importantly, a spiritual account. And then they should go to God in prayer, those who claim to be Christians now, and say, Lord, am I being faithful with what I've got? You and I both know, Dave, we look at a clock, and we wake up in the morning, and we go, how much longer do we have? Is that accurate?
That's exactly accurate. I've been thinking that every day for the last 4 years.
Yep. Now, someone says, well, you guys have been wrong for 4 years. Well, you know, if I were to describe the typical, by the way, I call those people hyenas and jackals. You know, they get on, and I'm sorry, but that's what I call them. You know, think of what a hyena does. They go after the kill. Think of what a jackal does. You've heard that noise they make, that, and I won't even try and do my jackal impression because I can't, sound like the typical Washington politician. People, there is no political solution for a spiritual problem. What Donald Trump is saying is just the truth, okay? Like him, don't like him. The point is that I believe, Dave, again, I want to make this clear. I believe the judgment of Almighty God is upon the United States of America. Notice there is no more flag. Even the NFL has gone wacky, okay? Look at the sports thing. Even who else has gone wacky? Every big sports, maybe I don't follow sports, but NASCAR, everybody's trying to be politically correct. You know what I call political correctness? Absolute, a vote for hell. Wait, everyone, your king is coming, and you're not going to like him, because the underworld becomes the overworld. The prince of darkness becomes the order of the day, and you won't like the price to pay. No one who wants to enter into the New World Order will be allowed to say what I'm saying, will be allowed to write what Dave writes, will be allowed to write the book that Sheila wrote. And if you won't support her, at least get that book, because she's given you their plan for what they're going to do. Agenda 21 is basically the end of your freedom. Look, travel restrictions are in place. Now you can't leave the country if you owe the IRS any money. Now you can't leave the country. Now you can't leave the country. And when people can't leave the country, they're kept in the Gulag Amerepelago, okay, that's what I'm calling us now, and everybody knows what happens to people in the Gulag. We didn't learn from Alexander Solzhenitsyn. We didn't learn from the fall. And by the way, Vladimir Putin just put out a word. He said, the Americans are worshiping Satan. Well, you know, hey, it's the truth. It's the truth, and I'm not saying everybody is, but our government is. We're seeing now the complete devastation. Strangers from without will possess us from within. Well, I don't believe that. Of course you don't. You don't believe anything. The point being is that your criticism, this is what I'm saying, your criticisms of Dave Hodges, of me, of Doug Hagman, of Alex Jones, of everybody out there this morning, and I'm not using that as the only ones, you know, John Moore, whoever it is, you know, that's out warning, sounding the alarm, that have been on the front lines, and please, I'm not excluding anyone, I'm just trying to give four or five as an example. The time comes, though, when you say, with everything we've warned, with everything we've tried to prepare people, here's the deal, Dave. They haven't heard, and they aren't preparing. That's why everyone's effort should be two things. Number one, getting right with God. Repent, okay? Number two, accept Jesus. And number three, at least follow the biblical blueprint as Noah did, as Joseph did, as the 10 virgins did. You know, the point being is that, sure, Jesus has been going to come since 1988. Remember 88 reasons by Wiesenhout that Jesus is going to come? Somebody said, what do you think about that, Steve? I said, I'll give you one. It's not time yet. The Shemitah, or, you know, whatever it's called, that means nothing to me. I'm not looking at the blood moons. I'm looking at the blood of our brethren. I'm looking at the people that are being slaughtered for the testimony of Jesus. I'm looking at the great injustice being done. And meanwhile, silence in the puke pits. You know what a puke pit is? It's a lukewarm pulpit in which Jesus himself said, I'd either have you hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew. That's hurled vomit, okay? Hurled vomit. Most people know hurled vomit is not the most pleasant thing. It's pretty disgusting. It causes other people to puke. The salt has lost its savor. We're henceforth good for nothing, and we're getting trodden underfoot. And that's where we're at, Dave. We're pleading. Can I say this? I believe, I don't know how long, okay? And in my spirit, I know we don't have that much longer. And again, people, look at the bigger picture. We've already made deals with the United Nations to come in and take away our government, not we. The government has made deals to come in and take away the guns. Most people say, well, there are so many guns in Michigan. That doesn't do anything when you're dealing with space-based weapons, when you're dealing with carpet bombing, when you're dealing with the positioning of the military assets against the people. And, Dave, everybody, I'll say this, everybody who's been in the military as a Christian better think about this. Jesus said, let your yeas be yeas and your nays be nay, for any more than that is sin. The vows that have been taken, and I watched this happen, there were very few voices, you know this, in the military that really spoke out or stood up. You know why? Because at the end of the day, and I talked to a lot of these guys, they were more worried about their pensions and about their position than they were about their country. Now, that's not true of all the fighting men. The fighting men are a different class. Ladies and gentlemen, why are our veterans being killed? Why are our veterans being murdered? Why are our veterans being vilified? Why are our veterans being put in the category of terrorists? You notice this too, Dave? They don't talk about Islamic terrorists anymore, do they? That's politically incorrect. It's verboten. So, you know, here's the thing. I am on the radio tonight with Dave Hodges. For the record, what is it, the 9th of August? These are pleadings with people to realize the lateness of the hour. I'm the one that made the statement. I stand by it, you know, however many years ago, at least probably a decade now, 10 years, you know, I just figured it out how long I've said stuff, and to me it all blends together. But I said, before America is destroyed by the Russians and Chinese, Dave, you've laid it out. Before, God's going to reveal the sins of the leaders, okay, to the people, and the people's sins before their God. I maintain that in the court of heaven, the prosecuting attorney has laid out all the evidence. The judge has ruled, and judgment is not only called now, is, you know, between the time of the ruling coming and the guilty verdict, there is a time period in there before judgment falls, in this case, execution. And if people think that's harsh, tough. If people think I'm off, tough. You better understand this. Your children, your grandchildren, and if seriously, if you think holding on with as tight a fist as you can, if those of you who have the means, I'm not asking for anybody that does not have the means. By the way, I put my money where my mouth is. I think you know that, Dave. And I will continue to do that as the Lord both blesses me. People, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I've proven God in one realm. Given it shall be given. With what measure you give, it shall be given unto you. When I first became a Christian, I said, God, grant me a generous heart. Let me be like Cornelius. I even have a friend that's a wonderful brother in Florida. I nicknamed him Cornelius II because he couldn't wait to help out the brethren. He ran to help out the brethren, and he was going to sell his business. And I said, Mike, it's not going to sell. It's, God's going to give you a better offer. And, you know, I just talked to him the other day. It's been tough, but he said, Steve, the word you gave me years ago is coming to pass. And I said, it's not the word, Mike. It's the, and I'm using his first name. Nobody knows who it is. The point being, I said, it's your faithfulness. God gave you a generous heart. Let me tell everybody, in the book of Acts, Cornelius was a Gentile who loved God. He wasn't politically correct. He gave much alms. And guess who the angels showed up at his house, okay? They didn't show up at Joe the Pharisee. They didn't show up at Stuart the Sadducee. They didn't show up at the good old boys club at the Sanhedrin. The angels were sent to he who had a giving heart to help. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I just, again, I thank you, Dave, for letting me come on tonight. Silver and gold are what God created. And I stand on this. They're just measures. If anybody could even grasp the depth of the lie they believe that paper assets are somehow equivalent to wealth, then, Dave, you and I have spoken totally in to deaf, and I know not our audiences are not deaf, but it's not enough to hear the truth. Faith without works is dead. And I want to say this, and you know, this is, thank you for having me on the show tonight, but if you don't understand the times you live in, look at Greece. Look at, and Greece is just one of, Spain is a basket case, okay, financially. Italy is a basket case. Heck, the whole European Union is a basket case. The Chinese announcement that drove gold down, they drove gold down because guess what? They can buy it cheaper. And I'll tell you this, what China admitted to, remember who wrote The Art of War? Strategic deception is the part of victory that you apply in the beginning that assures not only the deception in the beginning, the victory in the end. That's all that is. So all the rattling, the gold and silver, they're primitive and barbaric relics. I got news for you. It seems like the world's leaders sure want the barbaric relics because they understand one thing that evidently the people of God don't understand, is that which God has created, that's which God has made, is better than that which the devil has misled the people on earth. If God created just measures, the thing the devil wants more than that is unjust measures.
Steve, that's very well said. That's why I was happy to get out of your way and let you say it, because this needs to be said. And not so much for the listening audience that's been with me for a while, but for new people deciding, is this something you really want to get into? This is the only game in town. Steve, I agree. Retirement's going to be gone. Bank account's going to be gone. Everything is going to be gone except the ability for you to care for yourself. And to do that, you have to have resources. And that starts with food, water, guns, ammo, and gold and silver. Steve,
absolutely,
I want to thank
Dave.
You for joining us. And, you know, we have Sheila on next hour, as we said. And people need to stay and listen to what she has to say about the Green Gospel, because the Green Gospel is why America is going to bleed red. Steve, there are going to be no jobs for people to go to. And what are they going to do with people who are excess baggage? What do you do in life when you have too much fat? You cut it out. This is why I write so much about FEMA camps, Steve. They're coming. They're coming, and they're already being occupied by the homeless. We know that. But they're coming, and they're going to come in masses. This is why Jade Helm scares me. Steve, my friend, thanks for joining us. Always a pleasure. I look forward to having you back on.
Thank you, Dave. And if people want to, they can email me tonight. I'm up, you know, usually until midnight. Steve777@ SteveQuayle, QUAYLE.com, and just put metals in the subject line. And depending on how many people respond, because again, Dave, watching the markets, I think we have, and I just sent an email to one of my most well-placed guys saying, how long do we got, or how long do we have? And he just
Steve,
said,
we got, I'm sorry,
head.
My friend, we got a scoop. We're out of time. I'll
okay,
get that out
bye.
After the break. I'll do it after the break. Thanks, Steve. See everybody in hour number two.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This.